I'm going to be speaking in three parts here, so I won't be getting to the slideshow till a little bit later on. I actually, on the way here to services, I was going to revamp this sermon, but I was talked out of it by my daughter. So the first part, I'm talking to the men and the boys mostly in the congregation. I'm really not talking to the women or the girls, but you can learn something from this. And I would like you to turn to Proverbs 30, verse 18 and 19. I'm not used to looking down. This is different. Proverbs 30. Now read verses 18 and 19. Because this, I actually couldn't really find a verse that fit with this experience I had this week. This is the closest one I could find. Verse 18, there be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, for which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. That's a section there, the way of a man with a maid. Well, this week I had off. I worked night shift, but I had off, and my wife and daughter and I were able to go to the chiropractor together. I said it right. I normally say chiropractor. But we were able to go there, and you have to understand that men and women, they speak English, but they talk a totally different language. It's just totally different. I mean, the question was asked, you know, where do you want to go to eat? Well, me being the typical man, want to get there, we're going to chiropractor, and then we're going shopping. And, so to rush things along, let's go to Wendy's. Well, it was okay for Wendy's for a while, but that didn't last too long. Then we were going by a store we were going to be close to, and I thought, well, they don't really like Wendy's, so I suggested Quiznos subs. Well, that was okay with one of them, but the other one wasn't in the mood for subs. She wanted to go to Eaton Park. Well, once we got to Eaton Park, it came out that the reason she wanted to go there was not because of the food, it was the hot chocolate. And my mind's thinking, I just want French fries, you know, and French fries and a soda, and she wants hot chocolate. When women go to eat, it's an experience for them. Men just go to eat. It's just the way it is. It's a totally different language. But what was really noticeable to me, we ended up going shopping. We went to the dollar store, vitamin shop, AC Moore, and then Walmart. And after we were done shopping, I'm exhausted. And they're all revved up. They're ready to go do more shopping. And I think, what's wrong with this? What picture don't I understand? But then, what really set it off that I just don't quite understand the things is on the way home, one of them had to go to the bathroom. Well, she couldn't go to the bathroom at the store because she didn't like it. And which I understand that because sometimes they're a little dirty. But on the way home, they talked about that one store, and the one said, yeah, Target, their bathrooms are much cleaner. And then the next comment that came out, but Kohl's is better than Target's. And I'm sitting in the back seat, I'm not driving, and I'm thinking, they're raiding bathrooms. So we speak a totally different language. That was the one point that I had. And the second part is, okay, let me see if this comes on a second. I'll be giving a slideshow. Okay, I'll put it back on pause. Maybe that'll stay. We'll just leave it like that. The next point is the reason I came up with Fun Night about 3 years ago. I suggested it as a thing for the congregation. And the purpose of Fun Night, I had a total agenda for it. And the agenda is for all you elderly people, elderly if you want to say, over 30 years old. Okay? Anybody over 30? Your job tonight is to get to know the children. That's what this is set up for. This is set up for the children. In our congregation, we have Play-Doh. And I think I need to start helping with the Play-Doh more because I'm not helping enough. But it's a wonderful way when you can play games or do things for you to develop a relationship with the children in your congregation. And they're a vital part of the congregation. They're a tremendous blessing to the congregation. When the children aren't there, it's really drab. When the children are there, there's excitement. But I wanted to honor the children. There's a number of children that have won awards in the congregation here. Between the two congregations, I know there's at least two people that have won the Presidential Education Award that are here today. I know at least one won the Fitness Award for the President. There's one that won the Black Hawk of the Month that's here today. One won a soccer award. Then there's one that was valedictorian of their class. There's some that were on the honor rolls and distinguished honor roll. And the big point is the children we have are talented. And I'd like to thank Christopher for playing special music. I appreciated that very much. And it's parents, help your children, guide them into their talents. You know, it's a wonderful thing to see that nurtured. And it's our responsibility as parents. I mentioned that in the Bible study that we had to teach them. But it doesn't really matter if you won any awards. You're a tremendous blessing. The children are a tremendous blessing to the congregation. Now, I tried to get everybody's name here. I'm going to try to name them off. And if I miss anybody, Bruce, help me. Anybody help me speak up. But I know there's Haley's here today. Andrew Grant's here today. Andrew Prack's here today. Ryan, Katie, Pack, Justin, Leah, and Nathan, Charles. I count Rick. Mark's is a young adult. I count Josh's one, too. Of course, my daughter, Catherine. Christopher and Jenny are here. Ian Wise is here somewhere. Sarah, Anna, Hannah, Sam. I think Daniel's here, too. Did I miss any of the other ones? Megan's here, and Grayson. Grayson, I think I got all the children. If there's anybody I missed, I apologize. And if anybody has them, you're a special blessing to this congregation, to both congregations. You're a special blessing. You encourage us. You help us. And what I want to encourage you to do is try to help us to develop a relationship with you. And that's what this night's about. So that's what it's about. So thank you for being part of our congregation. Now, we'll get on to the slideshow. Let's see. I have some questions here. See if you can guess what this slideshow's about. What is mentioned in the King James Version of the Bible 25 times in 25 verses. Does anybody want to try to take a stab at it? No hands. Okay. A wife doesn't need to be afraid of it. Have any stabs on that one? Go ahead.
Is it a serpent?
Snake? No. It fulfills God's word. Nobody want to volunteer yet? Clothes, leprosy, wool, and hair are compared to it. Boy, I picked some good questions, I guess. I thought... I hear snow? Yeah, that's what it is. It comes from the heaven or the skies, and our sins can become like it when we repent. And Bruce said it's snow. So we're going to turn to these verses I have up there. Exodus, I'm going to just read these scriptures fairly quickly. I don't like putting the scriptures up there in like a box and just reading off the screen, because I like you to turn in your Bibles. So Exodus 4 verse 6, it says, "And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thy hand into thy bosom." He's talking to Moses. "And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was as leprous as snow." So leprosy is compared to the color of snow. Matthew 28, verse 3. I should have wrote these down in my notes. I didn't. But I'll turn my neck. 28, verse 3. It's talking... I'll start in verse 2. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment," in other words, his clothing, "was white as snow." Revelation 1 verse 14. It says, His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire." Psalm 47, verse 16. And I'm going to skip the one in Proverbs. Well, no, I won't skip that one. Psalms 147. Verse 16. "He giveth snow like wool. He scatters the hoarfrost like ashes." In other words, God causes snow to fall to the earth. Proverbs 31. This is the one about the wife. 31 verse 21. "She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet." So it's the virtuous woman, the virtuous wife. We'll skip Psalm 148 because we'll read that later. But that says fire, hail, and snow fulfills God's word. But we'll read that later on. Okay, now almost all the rest of the information on the slides are from snowcrystal.com. It's a really neat website. I learned a lot from it. And it's amazing when you look at different things. The more you look into it, the more you think, wow, I never knew that. This is some different snowflakes. And we'll be looking at some of the different ones. And at the end of the talk, I'll show you how to cut one out, maybe, if I have time. Snow is basically just ice, but it forms within the clouds from the condensation. It's not water that freezes. It's not rain that freezes. It forms within the clouds. But this is an example of an ice crystal, and the reason snow is six-sided is because it forms the same thing as the ice crystal. It has that six-sided lattice. And the red balls here represent the oxygen atoms, and the gray sticks represent the hydrogen atoms. So it's H2O. It's the same as water. The six-folded symmetry of the snow crystal comes from that of the ice crystal lattice. So it comes from that. Here are some different types of snow crystals. There's a simple prism, columns, hexagon plates. We'll see some of them. Hollow columns, we'll see some of them. Let's see. There's some of these in the slideshow, the bullet rosettes and stellar plates and sector plates. I couldn't get this all on one slide and read the thing, so I had to do it on two slides. Oh, there's some needles and some of these dendrites, I believe it's pronounced. They are able to form snow in the laboratory now, and this shows the temperature whether they'll form at, and that's the humidity. So they'll form it, these dendrites will form at
pretty much the same humidity and within that temperature range and even up here. So that's what that chart shows. Here's some simple prisms. That would be the bottom or the top. I think that's cool. And there's another prism. Here's some stellar plates. By the way, you can get magnifying glasses. I had one here somewhere. That's one thing they talk about on their website. Did you get a pocket magnifying glass? I couldn't get the. I'll show you the next stellar plate there. But I got this at Walmart. It's a pocket one. It was at the books section where you could, when the snowflakes are falling, you can get them and hold them and try to look at them and see some of the shapes. So you can actually do that. I don't know. We haven't had much of a year to do that. Valerie, you told me you put it on. Yeah, a black piece of paper, and you can see it better that way. So you can learn a lot from the snow. And snow, as far as I'm concerned, this shows the God's creative genius. I mean, to come up with it, all these different shapes and things and how it works. I mean, they're beautiful designs there. These are sectored plates. And it even has on the website, it even shows you how you can actually take pictures of them. And that gets a little bit more expensive. It has a camera and things. But it's an interesting website to go to if you want to learn more about snow. Here's stellar dendrites. They're cool. Yeah, they definitely are cool, aren't they? Burn like stellar dendrites. I show my age by that, too. And these hollow columns. I like this one here. That really looks like the suction cups they have for little children to get the mucus out of their nose. I know it sounds gross, but that's what it reminds me of. I can't help it. Needles. Here's needles. And cap columns. These are cool. Looks like that's the top and that's the bottom of that one. That's a longer one. Double plates. And there you can see the top up there, and that will be the bottom. That's really God's creative design. Split plates and stars. Triangular crystals. I had that one on my desktop. That's a pretty neat one. Twelve-sided snowflakes, the way they get 12-sided is they like fuse together. They're really six-sided, but they'll fuse together and they'll be 12-sided. Here's these bullet rosettes. I think they're really neat looking. I like that one. Radiating dendrites. These aren't quite good focus. Rim crystals. They're pretty neat. Now, irregular crystals, they are the most common snowflake. Now, the largest snowflake in recorded history was reported at Fort Keogh, Montana on January 28, 1887. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the snowflake was reportedly 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick. And the person who found the snowflake was a ranch owner, Matt Coleman, described it as large as milk pans.
That's a big snowflake. Man. Okay. The reason I'm showing this picture again is you look at that and it shows how you can make these. You can make your own. On the website it shows this. Here it shows how to fold it. And I'm actually going to try if I can find my... I had some paper here. You should have square paper, but to find square papers really hard. So I figured out you just fold it like that. I think I have my scissors here. And just cut it off. Now, they have... Okay, that's section C. This is A and B. I've done this a number of times. You fold A to B. It's not as easy as it looks. And then yeah, that's right. This should be C. And this should be A and B. And I guess that's D up there. They have that you fold it something like that. I couldn't get it to work. I had to fold it. And by the way, we're going to have a spot down there where everybody can make snowflakes during fun night. So you children can come and we'll help them. But I had to fold it like in the middle instead of the way they do it. And you have to try to get these ends even or it just doesn't quite work out. They say somewhere on the website it's not as easy as it looks, and it's not. And then you cut that off like that. See, let's get a design here. Well, we'll see how good I do. I don't know. That one. And I got a little thing up there. Uh-oh, I gotta get clean paper up. I can see that. I'm not going to quite make it the same design. And the reason you fold it that way so it comes out six-sided. Right. I didn't do too bad. I cut that there. There, it's six-sided. So I have a whole folder of them. I've been practicing this a lot. For like, I don't know, it's been about 4 days, I believe. So I actually got better at it. We did find some square paper, but it was real expensive and it's too thick. So anyway, let's see here. So this shows different designs. I do like that one. I don't think I got that one to come out at all. This is just some pictures of snowflakes that were on their website. That one I had in my desktop. I don't know if you can see it, but it's like reddish here. That was actually the best one I had. The best one as far as clearness and everything. Now, snow shows the greatness of God and His creative power, and I have Psalms 148. So we'll turn there and read the whole Psalms. Psalms 148. It's a tremendous psalm. I saw you have your pictures down in your kitchen. I saw this one. I'm pretty sure Psalm 148 was on there, and there was one from Isaiah 2 that your sins be as white as snow. And I thought that was interesting when I saw that. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise you Him, all His hosts. Praise you Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise you the heavens of heavens and you waters that be above the heavens. So that would include the snow. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He hath also establish them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, you dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds fulfilling His word. So snow fulfills God's word. And sometimes snow has come in times in battles to cause people to win battles. You know, so God uses snow for His purpose. That He decides, He can, you know, it wasn't, you have a blizzard, it can cripple the nation. It just shuts down trucks. So He can do what He wants. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heavens. He also exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. So, I feel snow really shows the creative genius of God. And I want to be in the kingdom, and I want to understand how all these different trees and things will praise God in the millennium, because it's going to happen then. We might not see it now, but it's going to happen then. And I just want to close and say, children, you truly are a blessing to us. So, it's adults, let's try to develop as much of a relationship as we can with the children tonight at Fun Night.